Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina, who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here Ali of Linya Linya. He's the owner of the Linya Linya Shop and the host of the Linya Linya Show Podcast. So, hello, welcome.
Hello, hi. Hello, Isa, and to all your listeners.
Yes. Can I just say I'm such a huge fan of your podcast? Oh my gosh. Listen up, yo.
Thank you. Fellow 22.
Yes. Can you tell me more about yourself? Can you tell me more about your brand and, you know, transitioning to making your own podcast?
Do you have, you know, about 5 hours? Kaya ba?
Summary na lang.
Summary ba? Okay. Medyo mahaba yung journey natin. You know? So, pero siguro to backgrounder lang. Ano ba? Writer ako and parang communication talaga yung background ko since college. Yung course ko ay interdisciplinary studies, communication and creative writing. Siguro yung hugot ko, average student lang ako, hindi ako yung pinakamagaling sa classroom, pero siguro isa sa pinakamakulit. And siguro medyo kaibigan ng lahat, parang ganun yung role ko sa classroom. Then siguro yung naging gusto kong path talaga, advertising, copywriting, ganun. Pero hindi yun yung naging opportunities for me. Nag-try naman ako sa advertising, pero yung majority of work ko ay 6 years ako. I worked for 6 years sa government as a writer. Yeah. So, dun na ako medyo tumanda. So, yun naging path ko talaga, yung naging nasa field of public service, writing, communication. But then, ano no, parang yung kulit ko hindi nawawala eh. Parang hinahanap ko lagi yung pangungulit sa mga tao, making other people laugh, making them happy, ganyan. So, at the same time, parang frustrated poet ako. Parang, nung college, namulat ako sa Filipino poetry. I started writing for fun, pero na-pressure din ako. Gusto kong gumawa ng magagandang tula, etc. So, pero parang I feel na parang kulang yung skill set ko for that. So parang instead of forcing myself to write poetry, hinanap ko yung tamang mix of yung skill set ko, mga hilig ko. So nag-start akong, since humor talaga yung background ko, ginamit ko yung writing background ko naman. And mahilig akong umirit, ganyan. Nag-isip ako ng project on how to, parang how can I utilize yung mga yon, yung mga tingin kong gift sa akin. Yung basically pagsusulat, pagbabahagi at saka pagsusulat at pagbabahagi at saka pagpapatawa, no, yun yung tatlong ingredients. So naisip kong gumawa ng project Linya Linya, no, hindi pa yan yung pangalan dati, ano pa lang siya, Linya lang. So I partnered with an artist friend. Nagsulat lang ako ng mga kalokohan ko sa isang notebook, pinasa ko sa kanya, nagdrawing siya. We uploaded it on Tumblr pa noon. That was 2012. So, kami lang, parang personal project lang siya sa simula. Isa. Parang, then, nag-grow na lang siya to what it is right now dahil sa support din na nakuha namin from the people. Pero, ang goal ko lang talaga noon, makagawa ng project to write, to para lang pantanggal ng stress sa work at saka makashare sa mga friends ko at mapatawa sila. So, ganun lang yung naging start ng Linya-Linya 2012. Side project lang siya. Until 2015, parang nag-partner na rin sa amin si Jim Bacaro. Naging na siya talagang company. Sige. Sorry ah. Okay lang ba? Okay lang ba yung pace ng
kwento ko? Go ahead.
Sige. Yeah. So, 2012 to 2015, para lang siyang side project while I was working in the government. Tapos, 2015, naging na siyang, ano no, mas, hindi, ulitin ko, no? Parang, yung linya-linya talaga yung hugot namin, parang ano eh, parang literally we started from scratch, no? Kasi, we were scratching our heads kasi hindi namin alam po ano yung gagawin namin. And I guess yung mga listeners ngayon, nasa ganung marami sa atin nasa ganung phase pa rin. Ano bang gagawin ko sa buhay ko, no? Both for career and both for yung mga interests mo ganyan. Pero kaya yung we started from scratch, yung parang kumakamot kami sa ulo. Ano bang gagawin natin? Hanggang sabi ko, we can also start from scratch, as in literal na scratch paper, blank slate. Na wag mo munang isipin yung mga iisipin ng ibang tao. Isipin mo muna kung ano ba talaga gusto mong gawin. And saan ka ba masaya? So let's go back to basics. Kaya ako nabuo yung linya-linya. Kasi nag-stick ako to who I was, who I am. No, parang, sige, marunong ako magsulat ng konti, nakakatawa. May friend ako na magaling mag-drawing. Let's do that. Ganun lang. So nagsimula siya, walang grand plan. Walang, I'll have my own brand, I'll have my own podcast. Walang ganun. No, so yung mantra ko noon ay ano eh, magsimulang magsimula. Yun yung unang linya ko. Kasi parang sabi ko, kung hindi ko sisimulan 'to, walang mangyayari. Kung hindi ako magtitiwala sa sarili ko, sa sarili kong voice, walang mangyayari. So, up until na humarap ako dun sa scratch paper na 'yon at iniwan ko lahat ng mga iniisip ng ibang tao, iniisip kong iniisip nila, that's when it started. Tapos, yun na. Doon na nagsimula, then nag-grow na siya dahil may ano no, parang tinuloy-tuloy ko siyang gawin, I was enjoying it, walang pressure of making it big. Nagtuloy-tuloy siya. Hanggang 2015 nga, doon na kami naging business. Doon namin sinimulang seryosohin yung kalokohan. No? So purely kalokohan lang yung simula at saka creative outlet namin. Pero nagkaroon ng opportunity, uy, pwede itong gawing business. So yung friend ko si Jim Bacaro came into the picture. Tapos siya na yung nag-handle sa operations and business nito. So yun na, 2015 to 2021, we've been doing this. Nag-grow na yung company and from one branch to eight branches. From meron akong day job to full-time. Yung community namin of dating 7,000 lang noong 2015, naging ng 1,007,000 ngayon. So, medyo nag-grow na rin siya. So, I think yun yung general story ng linya-linya. Nagsimula sa kalokohan. Hanggang ngayon, kalokohan pa rin. Ang difference ay sineseryoso na namin siya. And in-embrace kami ng community and we're embracing them back. Yun.
Yung summary na yun. Pero yeah, I love it. Kasi right now, it's growing talaga. And I know you didn't expect it to be this big. But can we start from the top? Kasi, do you know, my dream course is actually interdisciplinary studies sa Ateneo. And yeah, wow. I know you had that course because I remember you mentioned that in a few of your episodes. But can you tell me, and then the government ka, can you tell me how is it working in the government and then transitioning to, you know, making your own company?
If there's one word, no, to describe yung experience ko sa government, it's ano, stressful feeling. Gawa-gawa ko lang yung salita na yun. No, stressful feeling. Kasi it's both stressful and fulfilling. No, kasi, ano eh, stressful kasi ang hirap talaga ng work sa government. It's a thankless job, especially yung role ko doon. Part ako ng communications team, Nasa likod lang kami lagi. And yung background ko pa nga, as a speech writer, talagang ghost writer, no? Parang hindi pa uso ang ghosting, nang go-ghost na kami. So, yung experience ko doon, overwhelming because I don't have a, wala naman akong background sa political science. Wala rin akong background, talaga heavy background on writing, kundi creative writing. Iba rin yung political, iba rin ang speech writing, no? Pero siguro, dun eh, dun, siguro reflection yun, isa ng ano eh, ng kapal ng mukha ko, no? So yun lang lagi kong baon eh. Lagi akong may baong na kapal ng mukha sa pocket ko. And yung confidence lang, kahit na alam kong hindi pa naman ako ganun ka, I feel na hindi pa ako ganun, hindi ako ganun kagaling, ihugot ko nga, average student lang ako, pero kailangan mo ng confidence eh. So I applied dun sa government work na yan, nag-commute ako, kumuha pa ako ng damit na maayos para lang mukha akong presentable, etc. Pero hindi pa ako ganun ka-sure doon. Pero challenge yan, kinuha ko. Thankfully, dahil naman, I think may napakita naman ako. Maayos na resume at saka sumagot ako ng tama, nakuha ako. So, grabe yung 6 years. Hindi ko pagpapalit. Mahirap, sleepless nights, kinain nun yung buong prime ko siguro. From 22 years old to 28 years old, nandun ako. Pero doon ko na-meet yung mga pinakamagagaling na tao, magagaling, mapapait, pinaka may passion for public service ng mga tao. And thankful ako doon. And tingin ko, may nagawa kaming mabuti at maganda for the country for 6 years. Ewan ko na lang ngayon. Pero, yun. Pero, ano no, stressful siya, pero fulfilling nga kasi hindi lang for myself na meron ako nagagawang worthwhile, ang dami ko natutuhan for myself. Hindi lang internal pero external, no? Nakita ko talaga dun yung mga kami yung humaharap sa mga tao talaga, mga nurse, mga farmer, mga everyday workers, na nakikita ko yung effect ng programs na ginagawa sa kanila direct. So, if meron akong takeaway din doon, meron tayong magagawa, no? Lalo na as youth. As kids, no? 22 years old, sinong mag-aakala na mapupunta rin ako sa posisyon ng gano'n? Kaya. Kaya hindi ko i-discourage yung government work. Kung meron kang heart for it, go for it. Kailangan natin ang mapuputing tao sa government, regardless of who's leading, no? Basta may tamang heart ka, kaya mo yung ganung level of stress, go for it. So, paano naman yung naging transition ko? Medyo nag-ano eh, hindi naman siya abrupt na from 2016 bigla ako lumipat ng linya-linya. While I was there, ginagawa ko na yung linya-linya, 2012. So 2012 to 2016, sabay ko siyang ginagawa. Kasi nga, hindi naman work talaga yung linya-linya for me. It's just a side project. Nagbebenta lang kami sa bazaars twice a year. No? Tapos yung content namin noon, 3 times a week. Ngayon, 3 times a day na. Saka we're selling 8 designs per month. So parang alayo na. No? So, paano yung naging transition? Hindi rin ganun dali pa rin. Especially nung first day ko sa linya-linya as full-time. That was June 30, 2016, 12:01 p.m. Yun yung unang minute ko outside government. At alam mo kung nasan ako, Isa?
Where?
Nasa Rockwell Bazaar ako, nagbebenta ng t-shirt. The first minute to out of government. Kasi talagang hindi ako nagkaroon ng transition to, papahinga muna ako for 1 month. No? Diretso ako, nagbebenta ako ng t-shirt. Hindi pa malaki masyado yung US. Wala pa kami masyadong stores. Pero nagtitinda na ako sa bazaar. So, yun. I think, siguro dahil mahal na mahal ko yung ginagawa ko. Kahit na parang nagkaroon na ako ng work na medyo prestigious yung work, no? Pero magbebenta ulit ako sa bazaar ng t-shirt na ako yung kargador, ako yung driver, ako yung salesman. Walang problema. Kasi gusto ko yun. Kahit napuyat ako kasi 4 a.m. yung pasok sa bazaar. aalis kayo doon ng madaling araw, okay lang kasi gusto ko yung ginagawa ko. So, yun. Mahirap pero masaya. Stressful pero fulfilling. Yun.
I love it. Being transition, parang you really love what you're doing. And parang naging warning na din yun for me because I wanna work also sa government area. That's why I'm going interdisciplinary studies as well. Pero I love your story. So, yun nga, you have an experience working there and now you're working in Binya. Can you tell me yung parang difference between working sa corporate world and right now working online? You're the CEO now of Binya. Can you tell me like the difference and adjusting to it?
So parang ano eh, na-try ko lahat, ano, from corporate to public service to having my own business. Ano ba yung difference? More on yung ano eh, oras, schedule, no, parang pag corporate, very 9-to-5, 8-to-5. Pagdating sa government work, it's 9-to-9. It's 24/7. Totoo lang. Parang normal sa amin na tumatawag ng madaling araw. Normal sa amin na nag-i-edit ka ng 3 a.m. Kakaiba. No? Pero pagdating naman sa corporate, combination of corporate and government. Kasi 24/7 ka pa rin, pero tinatry mong gawa ng system din. Tinatry mong gawa ng regular schedule. So, sa ngayon, para akong 9-to-5, pero 24/7 din. No, kasi 9-to-5, you're meeting with your team, lahat ng emails and all. Pero after dun, ay nagtatrabaho pa rin ako. More for ano naman, yung creation naman. Ganun. So, hirap i-compare, pero at least yun. Yung una kong sagot ay yung schedule and yung buong system ng pagtrabaho mo. Ano pa ba? Ano pa bang diferensya? Parang, talaga, totoo naman yung kapag ka, you're the owner na of a business, ikaw na yung may hawak. No? Ikaw may hawak ng oras mo. At pagka corporate at public sector ka, hindi mo hawak yung oras mo. Yun yung sinasabi nila, di ba?
Okay.
Hindi mo hawak versus hawak mo. Totoo lang, hindi din madali na hawak mo yung oras mo.
Mm-hmm.
No, kasi kailangan mo talaga ng self-discipline. Minsan, nag-work din for people yung ano, may system na, papasok ka na lang.
Oh,
hindi yun, ikaw yung magkikreate ng system na yun. And hindi for everyone. And I'll be honest na hindi ako yung nagdi-dictate noon. Si Jim, yung business partner ko. Siya talaga yung very efficient, systematic, ganun. And I'm glad na I have him as my partner. Pero ang hirap for niya sa creative na medyo kalat. No, parang kapag kakalat ka tapos walang system, talagang nakalat ka. No, pero ngayon, ang ganda lang na nakakreate ka ng system. So, ulitin ko lang, hindi automatic na if you're the boss, ay you have your own time. Kasi, hindi mo na lang oras yung hawak mo, oras ng mga tao mo. And yeah. That's, ano, no, parang grabe yung bigat at pressure nun.
Yeah, I can see it. Totoo nga yung sinabi mo na it's, even though that you have all the time na you're the CEO, ikaw nag-a-adjust and all, it's really hard because you have your team with you, you have partners with you. So, I want to ask and relate to that, how do you, you know, prioritize your schedule? You know, you have this team you have to coordinate with, you have a podcast and you record it. How do you balance and manage all these schedules you have?
Hindi ko siya nababalance. Kasi siguro yun yung una kong babasagin na notion about people na tingin nyo ang daming ginagawa, ganun, tingin nyo napaka, karamihan sa kanila talaga, ano rin, nag-struggle din. No. Ang hirap, pare-pares lang naman tayong may 24 hours. Pare-pares lang tayong may ilang hours to sleep, ilang hours to work. Pero ako personally, struggling pa rin ako. I still find ways to be more efficient. I'm still learning. So kung sa mga nakikinig, kung nahihirapan kayo, it's okay. Pare-parehas lang na nahihirapan yung mga tao. Pero, yun yan, yung iba lang mas kayang mag-adjust, mag-adapt. So ako, I'm learning from, again, from my friend, si Jim. Paano ko ba napaprioritize yung everyday? Literal na kailangan mo siyang i-list down. No? So ngayon, isa, ipakita ko yung notebook ko, meron akong list ng priorities. Isa pa lang yun nasa top. So I list down 1 to 5, no? Gamit yung fountain pen ko. Masaya mag-fountain pen. No? Para may ibang kulay. Pero, may 1 to 5 lang ako nilalagay dyan. Nilagay ko rin dito yung schedule ko. Tapos yun, ilan. Iba pang stuff to do. Kailangan talaga yung turo sa akin ni Jim, no? I-list down mo 1 to 5 every day. Ano ba yung ano mo? Ano yung priority? Kasi hindi pwedeng pare-parehas yung time and energy na ine-exert mo to everything that you do. Parang, I don't know if you're familiar with yung Pareto principle, yung 80-20 principle, na parang yung parang 20% ng ginagawa mo ay magbibigay ng 80% result. Parang ganun. So, kailangan mong hanapin yung 20% na yun. Kasi, yung 20% lang out of the 100% that you do, yung mag-yield ng 80% na result. So, yun. Parang kailangan mong i-prioritize kasi kundi kakalat ka. So, yun. Sa akin, mag-list down ka everyday, 1 to 5. Ano ba yung mga pinaka kailangan mong gawin for the day? Ikaw lang naman din makakasagot doon. No? Sa akin, I'll be, siguro, straightforward din. Pagdating kung business, if you're an entrepreneur, isa sa considerations mo, sa mga ginagawa mo, ano ba yung mga pinaka magbibigay ng sales sa'yo dito? That's one way of prioritizing. Kasi kung may dalawa kang pinagpipili ang work, yung isa ay wala namang babalik pa na sales, pwede mo unahin yung isa. No? So, kasama na rin dyan, syempre, yung mga personal stuff mo. No? Lalo na sa situation natin yan, nasa pandemic tayo. Nasa umaangat na yung priorities natin for, di ba, para sa sarili, para sa parents. Nilalagay ko rin yan dyan. Di ba? So, yun, sa akin yung act of listing it down.
Yeah.
Really helps. Kasi, nakikita mo. Tapos, nache-check mo. So, ako, once I'm finished with one task, I cross it out. Tapos, pwede ko iangat mo the next. So, may pagka-bullet journal, pero pad lang yung gamit ko.
Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, I listened to Wake Up with Jim and Sab also. And one thing they taught me is journaling. So,
yeah,
it's really important. And it's easier because you can just get a pen or a pencil and then just check it. Yeah, totally agree. But now I want to talk about your podcast, which I'm a huge fan of. Like, I started listening to Linya Linya just this quarantine, and I re-listened to some of it already. And I really love it because you're making jokes, but at the same time, I am also learning a lot. And can you tell me how you started this podcast? Like, was it ever planned? You know, starting your own podcast and all that.
Yeah. Katulad ng Linya-Linya Isa, hindi siya planned. No? Parang organic pa rin. Pero along the way, mas nagkaroon na ng plan. So, it started with Jim and Sab convincing me to create my own or start my own pod. No? Kasi wala naman akong background sa radio. Wala akong background sa hosting masyado. And hindi naman ako personality. No? Hindi naman ako influencer. Hindi naman ako kilalang tao. So, ang nakaka-pressure din to create your own. Lalo na nung time na yun, ay context before. Kasi ngayon, alam natin na mas empowered na yung mga tao to create their own podcast, etc. Pero before, parang, ba't ka gagawa? Hindi mo na namang, wala ka namang audience. Di ba? Parang ganun. So, sila talaga, yung podfather and podmother ko, si Jim and si Sam. And they convinced me to create one to support yung pag-build ng community. No, kasi meron na kaming Linya-Linya community. The thing is, yung connection na nagagawa namin with them is only through our needs. And wala rin akong direct communication with them. So, ang naisip namin, bakit hindi ka gumawa ng Linya-Linya show? Tapos you can discuss yung mga ginagawa mo sa linya-linya, di ba? It's about everyday Filipino experience. It's about creation, being a creative. It's about humor, everyday experience. Ba't hindi mo ikwento sa podcast? Parang ganun. So, medyo matagal yung convincing part. Pero until sinimulan ko na. Again, kapal ng mukha, confidence. Kaya yan. Parang ganun. Sige. So, sinimulan ko. So, yan. Nagulat din ako na paano siya nag-roll. Na from ilang listeners siguro ngayon, millions and millions na yung listeners natin. No? So, so ayun. Na, again, it's not planned. It's really about gusto mo ba talaga yan?
Right, right.
Happy ka ba dyan? Kasi kung hindi mo gusto and you're not happy doing it, it's not sustainable. So, huwag mo na i-start. Pero kung meron kang gusto mo yan, natutuwa kang gawin siya, huwag kang magpapigil gawin yung gusto mong gawin. Yun.
Yeah, I totally agree. If you really love what you're doing, you just have to go for it. So, yun nga, making a podcast, it wasn't planned for you. So, can you just ask kung ano yung pinaka-surprising thing in starting your own show?
Yeah, it's really people listening to you. No, parang, talaga ba? May nakikinig ba talaga sa akin? Parang, akala ko ako lang to. Parang, I mean, hindi lang yung may nakikinig. They are consistently listening to you. That's really surprising to me. Kasi sanay ako sa small circles, small crowds, pero para talagang may loyal listeners and nakakreate na ng community, nakakreate na ng barkada, ng family. It's overwhelming. It's surprising. Pero at the same time, grateful ako and lalo lang ako nabibigyan ng parang fuel to what I do. And siguro for listeners and for you, Isa, no, parang ikaw na nag-start ka rin ng sarili mong podcast. No? Alam ko, mas maraming bagay na mas madaling tignan na disheartening or parang nakaka-pressure, nakaka-insecure. Ang dami ng podcast, ang dami magagaling. Pero ba't ako ganito, ganyan? It's natural, but ako, maganda example siguro ang linya-linya show. No? Kasi hindi naman ako celebrity, hindi naman ako kilalang tao, pero ginagawa ko lang yung ginagawa ko. And nagulat ako na may nakikinig. No? So, siguro yung trust for other people na makikinig sila. Especially if, yun na nga, tingin mo may sense naman yung sinasabi mo. May magandang conversations ka naman na nagagawa, magtiwala ka na may makikinig. So, yun. Binibigyan ako ng tiwala ng mga tao na, wow, may nakikinig pala sa ganitong klaseng conversations, ganitong klaseng content. And, yun.
Yeah, I actually totally relate also because, yeah, I started my own podcast and then, I was thinking na parang, oh my gosh, the people who will listen lang are my family, my friends. But now, people I don't know are like getting inspired with my podcast and all that, which is really amazing. And I'm just gonna say that I am the loyal listener in your show. So I'm really happy
Thank you.
That you're producing episodes because I'm actually updated with it and I'm always looking forward to it. And I want to tell you that you actually inspired many people. Actually, Wake Up with Jim and Sab and Linya Linya are the reasons why I started my own podcast. So, I just want to tell you that. So,
thank you, Isa. And kayo, ikaw rin yung reason and many others kung bakit tumutuloy yung mga podcast din.
Yeah, that's great. And can I ask if there's ever a shortcut that, you know, you found to make things easier, to make your job or your podcast a bit easier? May mga shortcut ka bang ginawa? Or talagang it's a journey, you had to learn things by your own?
Parang ano, no? Parang ways lang yung journey na to, kailangan mo mag-waze. No? Yung waze, hindi ka naman niya itatalon from one point to the next in one snap. Eh. Pero hanap ka lang ng pinaka-efficient na route. No? So, pero may shortcut ba? Wala eh. Tingin ko hindi siya shortcut, it's more of yun niya. Ano yung pinakamatalinong route? Ano yung pinakamatalinong way? Kasi may mga parts na pwedeng mas mabilis, pero dapat nasa tamang ano ka lang, direction. Meron namang parts na kailangan mo talagang kailangan mo ng mas mahabang route dahil mas kailangan mong bumabad dun. Pero regardless kung anong direction, kailangan mong pagdaanan yung dalawang route na yun. So, kung may shortcut ba, tingin ko yung ano, yung pagiging efficient nga. Lalo na for creatives, dahil lalo na alam mo na yung ginagawa mo, magaling ka na sa ginagawa mo. Pero nagkakatalo na lang kung paano mo siya gagawin efficiently. No, ano ibig sabihin ng efficient? Sinasabi ni Jim sa akin dito, hindi ibig sabihin kapag marami kang oras nagtatrabaho, ay nagagawa mo na yung trabaho na maayos. Hindi siya sa kapag puyat ka, you're doing something wrong. No. Puyat ako ngayon, so I'm doing something wrong. Puyat ako bago kamarap sa'yo. So, meron, ano eh, parang ang point ay, kung mas mapipili mo kung ano yung mga pinaka-importante at yun yung uunahin mo, bibilis ka talaga. No? Kesa uunahin mo yung mga hindi naman kailangan ng masyadong oras, dun ka haba eh. No? So, yun, siguro yung talagang ano eh, finding yung sarili mong way to be efficient and being creative with it. Walang iisang formula, pero you have to try it out. Wag ka so it's a balance of you parang being comfortable with it, pero at the same time challenging yourself to be more ano nga, be more strict with your schedule, strict with your with parang allotting time and talagang making sure na nauuna yung mga pinaka-importante. So yun, hindi siya shortcut, pero it's parang intelligent way of doing your tasks, no? Tapos, siguro yung isa pa ay hindi siya shortcut eh, pero sa akin tingin ko talaga mas importante isa yung making ano eh, yung doing what you do in a and making it sustainable. Kasi tingin ko yung generation din natin ngayon, we're all pressured and we're fixated with doing things fast, no? Okay din yun, pero nakakalimutan ng mga tao yung long term eh. Kasi kung babalikan mo lahat yan, wake up with Jim and Sam, linya-linya siya, gaano katagal na ba namin ginagawa ito? Yung linya-linya, gaano katagal ko na ba ginagawa ito? I've been writing lines every day for almost a decade. So, wala siyang shortcut. Pero, kailangan lang maging persistent. Kailangan talaga mapinpoint mo na gusto mo siya eh. Kasi kapag hindi mo siya gusto at saka hindi mo siya mahal, wala. Kahit na magplano ka, maghanap ka ng mga shortcut, titigil ka na eh. Yun.
Yeah. That's true nga. If hindi mo talaga passion yun, it's gonna be hard for you. Yeah, I totally agree. And also, that's why I try to see the difference yung between being busy and being productive. Kasi if you're, yeah, you can say na nagpuyat ka, you're busy, pero wala ka namang natatapos. It's really different, you know, compared to being productive and finishing everything you need to do. Talaga. Can I ask, do you see yourself, you know, doing this, you know, still expanding your business, doing the podcast still in the next 5 to 10 years siguro?
Yes. medyo forever ang tingin namin dito sa linya-linya. And mahirap gawin din yung isang bagay kapag tingin mong may hangganan. Pero pwede naman. Pero tingin ko malaking fuel sa amin yung dreaming big, parang pagtingin sa malayo para consistently mo siyang gawin. So, yun, yung linya-linya, gusto ko na itong maging lifelong thing ko. Lifelong advocacy, lifelong brand and work. Alam ko kasi na hindi naman nag-grow siya. Lumalaki pa yung vision nito. And malaki pa yung vision namin. Marami pang kailangan gawin. So, yeah. Pagdating naman sa podcast, let's see. No? So long as meron ako nakakausap, may nakikinig, happy pa rin ako to converse with people. Nakikita ko na magtutuloy-tuloy pa siya. So ngayon, second year na, more than 2 years na natin ang linya-linya show. Ah, more than 2 years na, 2018. So, yes.
Yes, super happy here. Still seeing that. Before we end, can I ask you the last question? Do you have any advice to those who want to start their own business or want to start their own podcast?
Start their own business and start their own podcast. Yun nga, tingin ko yung unang step ay, ano eh, number one, tingin ko ay experiencing the world. Parang allowing yourself to experience the world. Yung linya ko for that ay lumabas at danasin ang mundo. No? Parang alam ko pandemic ngayon, hindi tayo makalabas. Pero ang daming pwedeng gawin kahit na nasa loob ka lang ng kwarto para gumawa ng mga bagay. Kasi by allowing yourself to experience different things, that's the only time na makikita mo kung saan mo talaga gustong pumuesto. Saan ka ba talaga masaya? Saan ka ba komportable? Saan ka malungkot? Saan yung passion mo? No? So, huwag kayong mag-skip nung part na yon. Lalo na ngayon, alam ko nakaka-pressure yung buong mundo ng social media. Nakaka-pressure, nakaka-insecure. Pero minsan, magsara rin kayo ng pinto. No? Mag-log out din kayo to really parang give time para mag-muni-muni kayo, mag-nilay, to really experience the world, para mahanap nyo yung sarili nyo. That's the only time, no, na malalaman mo kung gusto mo ba talagang mag-start ng business, di ba? Gusto mo ba talagang gumawa ng podcast if it's really for you? Kasi ayoko magsabi na, oh, cool, gumawa ng sariling brand, magiging kang CEO ng sarili mong thing. Cool, mag-gumawa ng podcast para meron kang sariling show. Parang, again, it's not sustainable. You really have to start from within. No? Sinasabi ko sa mga toko, parang maging ilaw, maging ikaw. Parang maging ikaw muna. No? Alamin mo muna kung paano mo pa maging ikaw. Then, maging ilaw ka by... So, internalize muna, then saka ka mag-externalize. Tama ba yun? Pero parang, start mo muna yung ilaw sa sarili mo para mas maging ilaw ka sa iba. Kasi kapag inuna mo yung gusto kong maging ilaw sa iba, gusto kong maka-influence ng ibang tao. Kapag ikaw sa sarili mo, hindi mo masimulan with yourself. Wala talagang, hindi mo magagawa it for other people. So, yun. And I think, let's take this time, itong panahon ng pandemic. Alam kong nahihirapan lahat tayo. Pero, tingin ko pwede natin itong tignan as a time for self-reflection, self-care, self-love, para mas mahanap natin yung sarili natin. And start with that. Pagtapos nun, yung sinabi ko kanina, magsimula. Find the confidence and kapal ng mukha to start. And magtiwala ka sa sarili mong talento, sarili mong boses. Kasi kapag nahanap mo na yung gusto mo, alam mong may something ka dun eh. Meron kang nabibigay dun sa bagay na yun. May mabibigay ka na sa ibang tao. No? So, simulan mo and start small. No? Sinabi ko na sa pod, start small, dream big, do it now. No? Parang, ako, nag-start ako sa papel. Nag-start ako with one episode. Nag-start ako with one shirt. And wala yung pressure to make it big muna. No? Gawin mo lang muna. Then, managinip ka ng malaki and gawin mo ng parang small steps. Then take it from there. Yun, and last ko na lang, huwag niyo kalimutan, parang, ano ba yung sinasabi kong isa na? Keep it simple, ilabas ang dimple. Parang, simplehan mo lang, at huwag mong kalimutan umiti. Huwag mong kalimutan na nakaka-pressure yung mga ginagawa natin. Pero, kailangan maging masaya ka sa ginagawa mo. Kailangan naka-smile ka. Kasi mahirap magpa-smile ng iba ko. Ka rin naka-smile. So, huwag kalimutang gawing masaya yung ginagawa. Huwag kalimutang magpakasaya para, kasi nakakalungkot naman kung ang dami mong plans, ang dami mong gustong gawin. Pero ikaw, sa sarili mo, hindi ka naman happy. Yun.
Wow, that's very motivational. I really love everything you said. So, that's it for today's episode. But before we end, do you have anything to promote? Your podcast, your shop? Go ahead.
Yes, sa listeners ng podcast na to. Well, una, thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. And gusto ko na in-approach mo, no, kahit na wala pa naman tayong communication talaga. I appreciate it and na-appreciate ko lahat ng sumusuporta sa podcast sa Linya Linya. Thank you sa inyo. Anything to promote, linyalinya.ph. Every month, we release new products, new shirts. Ang latest product namin ay slides. Yun yung premium slippers namin. So, check it out. We have new designs this May. Meron ng Linya Linya show shirt. Saka Wake Up with Jim and Sab pod shirt. Check out nyo yan. Check. Meron na rin Linya Linya USA. So search nyo rin yan. Para sa mga friends natin sa States at sa Canada. And sa Linya Linya show naman, no? Follow nyo sa Spotify. Follow nyo lahat ng socials ng Linya Linya at Linya Linya show. Sana pakinggan nyo yung podcast katulad ng pagkinig sa podcast na to. Marami kayong matutuwan. Magiging close tayo doon. At sama ko na rin, Wake Up with Jim and Sab, pati yung Finding Happy and Happy Dad. So, yung buong mga ginagawang kalokohan ng Linya Linya, sana patulan nyo. Kasi, hindi ko naman may worthwhile yun. Lalo na sa mga nangyayari yun. Yun lang.
And there you go. Listen to Linya Linya Show. My gosh, one of the best podcasts. Promise. But yeah, again, thank you so much for accepting this invite. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Isa. And keep going. May ginagawa kang mabuti. And yeah, let's do it.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post an episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney. You can also send a voice message through anchor.fm/isabelvc/message. You can also now like the Filipina Journey page on Facebook, and you can join the small group, the Filipina Journey. The link is also on the episode description, and that will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.